The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way again with a true message out of the prophetic scriptures of your Holy Bible, which is the sure word of Almighty God. And I call your attention to this profound truth that this same book, our Holy Bible, is the book that our patriotic and God-fearing forefathers were inspired by to write the Declaration of Independence and to frame our Constitution from which we derive our personal and religious liberty. President George Washington, our first president, said in his day, it's impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. President Abraham Lincoln said in his lifetime, I believe the Bible's the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book. Daniel Webster, one of our patriotic, God-fearing forefathers who help make frame the Constitution, said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect the instructions and authority in this book, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overtake us and bury our glory in profound obscurity. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a book, our Holy Bible, that inspired thousands of men and women, the pilgrims who came over here, our founding fathers and mothers. They traveled and hazarded their lives to come from the old world to the new world to bring our Bible where they could live and worship God in true freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, America still needs the Bible. Well, I pray today the Lord will truly give you ears to hear this true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible. We continue the message today entitled, The Profile of a True Prophet of God. The Profile of a True Prophet of God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, God Almighty alone, He anoints, He calls, He sends a true prophet of God, and He gives him the message. Yes, He does. And He sends him to warn His people of His soon-to-come judgments with that message of reconciliation and restoration. Well, these special and trusted messengers of God are always sent well in advance of terrible crises, which will involve God's own people. And ladies and gentlemen, please remember this vital truth. A prophet of God, a true prophet, is always sent to God's own people, to His own true church, and to His true elect or chosen called out ones. The great prophet of God back in the days of old is found in your Holy Bible, sent this warning. He said, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob, that's the church, their sins. That's in Isaiah 58 and verse 1. Well, God declared this warning many centuries ago about the grave danger to people about hearkening to prophets. You had to be careful. Quote, I've not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I've not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. And he said, behold, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, God saith. Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people, to err by their lies, by their likeness, because I sent them not, nor commanded them, and they'll not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 23, beginning in verse 21. God never has more than one or two true prophets of God in any generation with his vital end time message and vision. And if there are two, they will both speak the exact message. Well, a true man of God, we want to know something about his profile. He'll be a man of courage. He is fearless. He's not faint-hearted nor double-minded. He's not a wimp. He's blameless. And here's a quotation from the Holy Scriptures that I quote to you now. He must be blameless, the husband of one wife, that is, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, not greedy of filthy lucre or money, and not a novice. That's from 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 2 through 6. And may I add, he will live by faith. Now, no, dear, he must be blameless. That's without sin in his life. And he's the husband of one wife, not one at the time either. Praise God. The lady that I'm living with now named Naomi, praise God, I've lived with her for 56, almost 57 years. Praise God, as I'm making this broadcast. And thank God we have our whole family living around us here, our sons and daughters, their husbands and wives, their grandchildren, and even our great-grandchildren, and all of them are saved that's big enough to be saved. We have several that are infants, and I thank God that he's given us our family because we've taught them the truth, and I've been taught it, ladies and gentlemen, ever since I've been born and been in this world and been big enough to hear from an old-fashioned mother and dad that were saints of God, and also the preachers back in the 20s and 30s that I was raised up with, that there were prophets of God among those great men of God. Well, a true prophet of God is a product of the organized church, that he's been raised up with bishops and elders and deacons and Bible discipline, and that's because that God wants that man to be able to determine the needs of that church. They're backsliding or they're declension from the faith. What's wrong with the church? How can he know unless he's born and raised up with it? He can't do it. He might think he does, but he don't. And the Bible tells us that God's people, they alone determine our future by what they do presently. And that's recorded in our Holy Scriptures in this great revelation, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, quote, God says, if I shut up heaven, there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Or I send a pestilence, that's an epidemic of disease, among my people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, means repent, then I'll hear them from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. See, it depends on the church and the preachers, the ministers, to determine what God is going to do with this land of America that is ripe for the judgments of God because of our depravity and dissoluteness and rebellion against the Word of God. And only God's people can turn away the fierce anger of God and his impending judgments upon this land because of a great rebellion against his Word. Well, I hope that we will stand up and be great men and women of God, and not let the judgments of God pound us into oblivion. In the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen, Acts 11:27, God, in this great prophetic record here of the early church, said there came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. There were prophets in the early church of Jesus Christ, and before Jesus returns, this church of the end time of Jesus Christ is going to be restored back to its first love, to its unimpaired condition like the early church as recorded in the books of the Acts of the Apostles. Yes, we are. Divine unity, divine faith, love, the fear of God, the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost with the true gifts of the Spirit. Yes, it'll be restored. And how? All right, here it is. God set some in the church prophets. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Why did he put them in there? Here it is, quote, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. See, God through prophets, he must have prophets. You know why? He's done tried teachers and pastors and evangelists, and it don't work. This is found in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. Well, this ought to tell God's people something, this pulsating revelation of the Holy Scriptures. Well, the Scriptures further declare, and here it is from the Apostle of our Lord, "Now beseech you, brethren, by the name or the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. But we cry, alas, this myriad of self-professing and self-styled prophets running around loose all over our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, they're teaching error to God's people, leading them to destruction. And they are, as the Scriptures proclaim, cursed children. They've forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam. See, they known the right way. They've forsaken it because it's not popular and you don't get much money. That's from 2 Peter 2, verses 14 and 15. Well, today's professed prophets, they don't even know the real prophetic truth from God's holy word. Restoration, ladies and gentlemen, is the theme of all God's holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3 and verse 21. Well, you can't hardly believe preachers anymore. And professed prophets, you can't hardly believe, well, you believe is almost zero. Well, God says in his prophetic scripture from Jeremiah 23, verse 22, God says, "If they," the phony prophets, "had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, they could have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings." And God is saying here, please note this carefully. He said, even if a phony prophet teaches God's people the whole truth and warns them with his words that they must repent and turn away from their evil ways and sins, that they would turn God's people who are backslidden and have gone into dissoluteness and depravity and apostasy and backsliding, they could turn them back to God's righteousness. I tell you, that's quite a revelation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't be misled and dismayed by the yells and the loud cries of prophets claiming we're going to get destroyed by missiles from Russia and all that mess. There's a revival of restoration right at hand to Christ's lukewarm and cold church amidst his four sword judgments upon this land of ours, and that is terrorism, pestilences or epidemics of diseases, natural or divine disasters of storms, floods, great hurricanes and droughts and early freezes and many other such disasters, along with famine. And a large holy remnant is going to be restored back to divine favor, to God's holiness, to the fear of God, to his true love, his true faith, and to divine unity as was characterized by Christ's early church as recorded in the book of your holy Bible called the Acts of the Apostles. Well, you notice, ladies and gentlemen, Christ's early church was of one mind, of one accord, of one heart, and of one soul, and none said aught of the things that he possessed. Have you ever seen such a church with such love and unity? No, but you will soon if you will live long enough, because restoration is on its way. Shall we pray? Father, grip every heart and soul in this message with its divine power and persuasion to catch them in the grip and turn them to the truth. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Well, I just noticed my time is going too swiftly. Remember, this is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Jesus spoke of all these things that I've been preaching as the beginning of sorrows, ladies and gentlemen. We have these messages in print. We'll mail them to you by your request, and I hope you will write me this week. And if God has really touched your heart, please include an offering. We need it, and we'll use it for the glory of God. Now, until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion until our next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.